Audio presents the unabridged recording of In Dreams by Nora Roberts, performed by Justine Eyre. Prologue. All he had were the dreams. Without them, he was alone, always and ever alone. For the first 100 years of his solitude, he lived on arrogance and temper. He had plenty of both to spare. For the second, he lived on bitterness. Like one of his own secret brews, it bubbled and churned inside him. But rather than healing, it served as a kind of fuel that pushed him from day to night, from decade to decade. In the 3rd century, he fell into despair and self-pity. It made him miserable company, even for himself. His stubbornness was such that it took 400 years before he began to make a home for himself, to struggle to find some pleasure, some beauty, some satisfaction in his work and his art. 400 years before his pride made room for the admission that he may have been, perhaps, just slightly and only partially, responsible for what had become of him. Still, had his actions, his attitude, deserved such a harsh judgment from the keepers? Did his mistake, if indeed it had been a mistake, merit centuries of imprisonment, with only a single week of each 100-year mark in which to really live? When half a millennium had passed, he surrendered to the dreams. No, it was more than surrender. He embraced them, survived on them, escaped into them when his soul cried out for the simple touch of another being. For she came to him in dreams, the dark-haired maid with eyes like blue diamonds. In dreams, she would run through his forest, sit by his fire, lie willing in his bed. He knew that